Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Runner at first, here's the pitch, bounced foul outside of third base for Maddie McGlynn. Nothing in one. Hornets up 5-0 in the ball game. Scoring a run on a hit here in the inning. 6 hits overall today. Kennedy back to work. And here's the pitch. Off the handles, popped up behind second and caught by Knapp for out number three. And that'll do it for the Hornets. They come back and they get out a run here. A run on a hit. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth in Prairie du Chien. Richland Center leads at 5-0 in sectional softball from WRCO Sports.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair. Pair, Hillpoint,
986-4300. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray, and it's Brecklyn McCumber leading off for Prairie du Chien. She'll be followed by April Smith and Cameron Knapp. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, 5-0 Hornets, bottom of five. Kyrie Fisher back to work. The pitch, swinging and a miss. Nothing in one. Prairie's just not even coming close in some of
these. No, they're not. Again, I think they underestimate her when you're standing in the box, you know, until you get in the box.
Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a way out of here foul ball. Left field. She pulled it. Strike two. So the new softball comes out for Kyrie Fisher. Prairie's only hit was a leadoff single in the first inning.
Yes, it was.
Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. McCumber makes her way back in. Fisher's set to work. And the 1-2 offering is low. Two balls and two strikes. Batter back in. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a high fly foul out of here. Back over toward the school.
You know, as these coaches, every pitch, every hit, they're just like this, you know, both sides.
Oh, I know.
They are.
The coaches are probably more nervous than the,
yes,
the young ladies
sure
are.
They are.
2-2. Here's the pitch. That one is called a little high. Ball three.
And, you know, even the parents, they're probably more nervous for us than that girls are.
No doubt.
The girls just go out and play.
Full count offering. Fisher back to work. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boom! The strikeout. Double-digit strikeouts again for freshman Kyrie Fisher, and the batter will be April Smith. Winner of this game will play at Poinette High School tomorrow against either Marshall or Poinette. Marshall is a fifth seed. They knocked off the number one seed Turner to get to that game today.
Yeah, that was a big upset, too. Just like Richland Center beating Dodgeville.
Yep.
Huge upset.
Strike number one on Smith. Here's the next pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike. Smith back and ready. Fisher locked and loaded. And here's the pitch. That one is high. 2-1 to the hitter. The fence has not been a factor today. Nothing really hit.
Yeah, no.
That deep. 2-1 offering down low for a ball. 3-1. And for Richland Center's defense, just three putouts on defense. They're probably bored out there. You know, sometimes 3-1, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. That brings up a good point, though. When you're out there as a fielder, sometimes you got to stay in the game.
And you get complacent.
Sometimes. And then a ball is finally hit to you, and that's when the funny stuff happens.
Yes, it is.
3-2 offering. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Two outs. And the batter will be Cameron Knapp. It's 11 strikeouts. Knapp will stand in. Strikeout victim herself back in the second inning. Fisher drops the resin. McGlynn sets the target up outside. Here's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter. Stepping out is Knapp. Back and ready. Fisher toes the rubber. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
She just places that ball different every time it comes across the plate.
Yeah, as a batter, you just can't ever really settle, can you?
There's a sweat bee flying around here. It's in the wrong spot.
Is it?
I don't know if you've ever sweated, Bill.
Nothing in two. That one is called
three.
Strike three. That'll do it. Fisher strikes out the side. Much like the dodgeball game, it's like she's getting better as the game goes on.
The game goes on.
12 strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We go to the sixth inning. Hornets 5, Prairie Eugene nothing. In WIAA sectional semifinal softball from WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Abby McCorkle leads off. It's the top of the sixth, 5-0, Richland Center leading. Here's the pitch. That one bounced on the ground sharply to short. Well, picked up at second by Knapp, and she'll pick it up and throw it from the middle infield back to first base, and there is one away. Reagan Shep will be the batter. She laid down a sacrifice in the second and flew out to center in the fourth. So Reagan, after taking time, will stand in. 5 runs, 6 hits for Richland Center. No runs, 1 hit for Prairie Eugene. End of the end of the motion, and there's the pitch. Fouled right back, nothing in one. Did you notice I didn't even flinch?
You didn't flinch that
time? No. I'm kind of used to it.
I bet for as many ball games as you've done, I'm sure.
Doesn't faze me anymore.
Have you ever been hit by a foul ball?
No, I don't think so.
Just your car.
Ron got hit once when we were doing a game. Nothing in one. This one fouled down the line and out of play. It was at River Valley, the old... They had a booth there, and they had a roof, and it landed on the roof, and we were on to the next batter, and the ball went boom, 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 came down and hit him on the arm.
Poor Ron.
Like about 30 seconds later. Nothing in two. Shep back in. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Loved by Kennedy. The throw high, but they got her on the stretch by April Smith. And there are two away. Well played by the Prairie defense. And now Savannah Russell. Prairie defense has actually made some plays.
They have.
Think about that line drive
that she knocked down. Huh?
Yeah.
That was an extra base hit at that.
Yeah, that was off the bat of Chloe Darling. So two up and two down, Savannah Russell. The batter, she spares, bumps it. Third base side, picked up by the catcher. The throw, got her. That'll do it. Well played by the Prairie defense. Russell robbed of a bump base hit attempt. In the sixth for the Hornets. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hornets are six outs away from playing again tomorrow. 5-0. They lead Prairie on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Bailey Halverson leads it off and takes a look at the ball. Bottom of six, Hornets leading 5-0. Fisher toeing the rubber, and here comes the pitch. Swing, and she held it. Oh, not in time. It's a strike. One ball and one strike. Halverson kind of tried to hold up. One ball, one strike. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Hornets in the field. Keeping up the chatter. Jamie Gander talked about him being kind of a quiet bunch.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch high. Ball two. Two and two.
Kind of weird that he has a quiet bunch.
His coaching staff isn't quiet.
No, they're pretty decent coaching staff.
Yeah.
He's assembled a nice staff.
Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and that is going to be called strike three. There is one away. 13 for Kyrie Fisher, and the batter, Ella Lang. Lang, a strikeout victim back in the third inning, batting for the second time today. Fisher is set. There's the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate. Picked up. No, it's going to be an infield single. Ella Lang gets on base. Got it. Kyrie Fisher kind of misjudged it as she came in for it.
Yeah.
It goes as a bunt single. Second hit of the day for Prairie. So they've got a base runner with one away and back to the top of the order. Claire Kennedy will try to help her cause. She has singled and popped out. Here's the pitch high. One ball and no strikes. That gives Prairie a little bit of life.
Without question.
Have not had a base runner in a long time. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. The last base runner was Claire Kennedy after she singled in the first inning.
Yes.
Made it to second base on a wild pitch, and that's...
It's been three up, three down every time.
It has been. Time is called. Two balls, no strikes on the batter. Lang at first base. Fisher back to the center of the circle. Ready to rock. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Two and one to the hitter. Kennedy makes her move out. Now back in. Fisher working on the batter. Pitcher against pitcher. The pitch bounced foul outside of third for the second strike.
Two balls, two strikes here. She's still looking pretty good on the mound.
Mm-hmm. Never seems to get rattled. Remember, Dodgeville had runners at second and third the other night.
No outs. She ended up with two strikeouts and a fly ball.
At the end, yep. Two and two. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind the plate and out of play. Over the top of this big crowd here tonight.
It is huge here.
It is.
I thought maybe they'd come to see you.
You know, that's part of it, probably. No, nobody noticed me, I don't think, yet anyway.
That's not a bad thing.
Runner back at first base for the Blackhawks. Two and two. Here's the pitch. Bounced sharply to short. Picked there by Meaden. Throw to second. Got her. Back to first. Not in time. Well played by
Connelly. Very well.
Got Savannah Rossell with a nice throw at second base. Savannah's relay was not in time, but a good jump down the line by Claire Kennedy. There are two outs. 6-4 on the putout at second base, and Chica will be the batter. Fielder's choice for Kennedy at first base. Ireland looking for her first hit tonight. Fisher back into the motion. The pitch, high fly, foul, right field side, out of play. Nothing and one to the batter. Ireland moves up in the batter's box a little bit. Now steps out. And now back in. Nothing in one. Kennedy at first base. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Strike two. May have heard that one. Hit right near our microphone.
I didn't jump either.
You didn't jump? No.
I'm used to getting hit.
I think you fell asleep.
Did you? Was I snoring?
Haven't had your nap yet today.
No. Have you?
No.
You'll probably be napping out on the way home.
Yeah, especially if you buy me a Frisco burger. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll do it for Prairie in the sixth inning. 14 strikeouts in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to inning number seven. Richland Center leading it 5-0. Sectional semifinal softball from WRCO Sports.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Celebrate Dad with grilled favorites, cold drinks, and a lineup of classic cars that'll make him smile. Great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome. What more could Dad want? Cruise in with your own classic car. Everyone's welcome to join the fun. That's Thursday, June 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills, helping celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Be there and cruise into a great time.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
RCO. 5-0, Richland Center leading as we go to the seventh inning. Right now, the Hornets with 5 runs on 6 hits. No runs, 2 hits for Prairie. Abigail Williams will lead it off. The 9-1-2 batters, Carly Meaden and Chloe Darling, to follow for Richland Center. Williams in, Kennedy to the rubber, and here we go in the seventh. The pitch is swung on and ripped foul, out of play, nothing in one. Good cut by Abigail. That ball landed over there in the...
Right
by the door of the school, actually. I think it might have hit the door. Nothing in one. Back to Williams. And the pitch, it is called strike two. Nothing in two. New softball coming in from the one that was fouled off. Keeping the umpire replenished. Couple of swings and back in now is Abby Williams. Here's the pitch from Kennedy. Ripped up the middle. And she'll hide at first base as she rounds and looks.
That little girl is fine.
We were talking about that earlier, how she scored the winning run in the game. Well, she was stealing, but she still had to motor around second all the way around and made the Arrows make a couple of plays on that. But, yeah, she showed her speed going to first base. Number 9 hitter, Richland Center's 7th base hit. Here's Meaden. All she's done is had 3 hits today. Squares to Bunn. It's down low. Runner gone, and she'll be there.
So Bunn already gone.
She was gone with the squaring of the bunt, so the Hornets have a runner at second base and nobody out. One ball and no strikes. Meaden with 3 hits today and 2 runs scored.
She's had a nice day.
Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to the batter. Runner at second base. Here comes the next pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Kennedy has walked one today. Claire back to the circle, and the sophomore delivers. That one is inside for ball four. Hornets have two aboard in the seventh inning. That will bring up senior Chloe Darling. She has flown out, single to knock in two runs, and lined out tonight. Has a couple of swings, and will stand in here.
Boscobel's up 4-1 in the seventh.
Wow.
Middle of seventh.
Bulldogs going to the sectional, huh? Here's the pitch outside, and it's going to be nobody covering third, and as a result, Williams goes to third.
We have talked about that and talked about her speed. She's impressive.
She got over there quickly. Man,
and she goes.
So Abigail Williams, who is a junior, Amy Gander said the fastest player on the team. You can see that. Runners at first and third, and we'll see what the Hornets choose to do, threatening to score again in this game. Runners at one and three. Batter squares the bunt. It's an outside pitch. Chaka goes out and gets it. One ball and one strike to Chloe Darling. Kyrie Fisher due next for the Hornets.
To put a bunt down here?
She just squared. Barry threw it outside, so we'll see what happens. One and one. Here comes the pitch. It's a strike. They're going to concede the runner going to second base. So Meaden is at second with a stolen base. 1-2 the count now on Chloe Darling. Hornets with a threat going in the seventh.
She needs to put it in play here.
Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there's one away. Strikeout number 8 for Claire Kennedy, and the batter will be Kyrie Fisher. Kyrie looking for her first hit today.
She's due.
Makes her way in. Kennedy cleans the ball off on her uniform and now ready to go. This pitcher against pitcher matchup. There it is. High, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Fisher with a couple of swings and back in. Runners at second and third for the Hornets. Kennedy into the motion. There's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. The other thing that is overlooked in this run is Richland Center only had, what, two or three wins the entire year last year.
Right, right. I think these kids are well coached. They want to play.
The pitch is down low for a ball. And when you know who your pitcher is every single night, you know, I mean.
Huge advantage.
Yeah,
to,
I mean.
To your defense. And
Chloe Darling pitches too. She's pitched quite a few innings this year, but you know that you've got a starter out there. It looks like they're going to intentionally walk Kyrie Fisher below the bases. So with 3-0, they concede the walk. Three aboard with only one away, and J.C. Gander, the batter. J.C. has struck out a couple of times and walked today. Time is called. They're going to get a runner in for Kyrie, I believe. And that will be Ella Clements. Ella out at first base. So the bases are loaded here. Williams at third, Carly Meaden at second, and Fisher, her runner, Ella Clements, now taking her place at first base. So the lineup card is noted. Some umpires pay more mind to this than others. Sometimes they're just like, okay, we got it.
At this level, baseball usually, yeah. Softball, you usually have to write it down because you don't want to have the same runner running for pitcher and catcher in an inning.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Here's the pitch. That one ripped to right down the line, but foul by a few feet. Just missed. Nothing in one. That could have gotten at least two runs in.
I tell you.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
If it landed on that right field line. Nothing in one to J.C. Gander. One away, top of the seventh inning.
Huge hole out there between right and center.
Here's the pitch. He squares, brings it back. It is a strike. Nothing in two. Kennedy looking for the out, of course, for Prairie from their standpoint, a force at any base. So they're kind of playing that with a possible play at the plate. Nothing in two. Infield drawing in a little bit. And here's the pitch. Swung on and flown to center. Coming around the center fielder. She's got it. She dropped it. Dropped, and a run will come in to score. And back to third. Not in time. 6-0 in favor of the Hornets. Williams scores. Meaden goes to third. Clements at second. Gander at first. And the batter will be Maddie McGlynn. Second Prairie du Chien error today.
Yes.
And the batter, McGlynn, she is 1-for-3. Singled and scored back in the second inning. 6-0 Hornets. Here's the pitch. That one ripped foul down the line and out of play. Nothing in one. Boy, Maddie got on that one.
Oh, she did. She was about a half a second later. It would have been. That probably cleared the bases.
Makes her way back in. Nothing in one from Kennedy. And here is Claire into the motion. The pitch is taken inside for a ball. Count goes to 1-1. Bases still loaden. Eden at third. Clements at second. Gander at first. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be low for a ball. 2-1 to the hitter.
Maddie's tough to build.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's tested. I mean, she works at Walsh as a Brian Hill.
Is that right?
She knows she's tested.
Tested every day.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. That one ripped in the air down the line, and a foul ball just by inches.
If that.
The Prairie girls were saying they were signaling foul all the way. I was watching the ball, and it landed maybe a couple of inches, right?
Right, yeah. It was close.
This side of the line, so. Two Hornet batters have almost tugged the line. Now, Coach Pat Hall comes out of the Prairie dugout. We'll have a conference with the infield. Again, the bases are loaded. Only one away here. The Hornets have already scored one time. 6-0 the score.
Basketball on out. It's 4-2 is what I got for a final.
That's
Basketball
a final?
Basketball over DeSoto.
Wow.
Baseball.
Congratulations to the Bulldogs. You and I predicted that a long time ago.
Yes,
they could be a force because coming out of that Swall.
They just, that Swall's tough.
And yeah. I saw Boscobel play Riverdale this year, and I was impressed by their pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And figured that they're
a pretty clean team.
Clean team, didn't make a lot of mistakes.
And they have fun, too.
Well, the conference for Prairie is over. 6-0 here in the seventh inning. Bases are loaded. 2-2 on Maddie McGlynn. Maddie back and ready. Kennedy, you're ready to go into the motion. There's the pitch. Off the handles, up the middle, cut up by the shortstop. Goes to first in time, and a run will score for the Hornets. Carly Meaden comes in with run number 7. Ella Clements goes to third. J.C. Gander at second. Maddie McGlynn gets an RBI with the ground out. Here is Ebony McCorkle. The Hornets have scored a run on two runs on just one hit.
Good base running, too.
Yes. Again, that comes down to coaching.
Oh, without question.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Nothing in one. Light breeze blowing in from left field. Time is called. Ebony is back in. Kennedy ready. There's the pitch. Outside. Back to the screen. They're going to try to score. Clements is coming in. Slides in safely. And the Hornets take an 8-0 lead. Another one that got away. It was in the dirt. And the Hornets have scored 3 times in the inning. Count goes to 1-1 on McCorkle. Timeout for the plate to be swept off.
They're very aggressive.
Yeah, they are.
And at the plate, on the bases, on defense, they're just aggressive.
Courtesy runners have run well tonight, too. Here's the pitch. That one fouled first base side. Strike 2. 1-2 on McCorkle. Reagan Shipp in the hitter's circle. There are 2 away in the top of the seventh inning. Kennedy looking in for the sign from Shaka. Here's the pitch. Swung and fouled. McCorkle still alive. Looking at the Prairie du Chien seventh, they'll have the 2, 3, and 4 batters up. Down now at least 8-0. Runner at third base. 1-2 offering. The pitch is taken for strike three. That'll do it for the Hornets. They come back with some insurance. 8 players go to the plate. 3 runs across, and they do it with the aid of just 1 hit. There was an error, and 1 left aboard. We go to the bottom of the 7th inning. Hornets leading it 8-0, 3 outs away from a win here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See the complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools, and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. They have Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site, including hats, shirts, and heated gear. Get organized with the Milwaukee Packout Tool Storage System. Shop online, visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Rita Ockham will lead it off in the bottom of the 7th inning. Richland Center 3 outs away from playing in the sectional final. How about that? Here's one fouled off. Strike one. Achenbach, then Mitchell, and McCumber for Prairie du Chien. Achenbach popped out to short last time. She's a tough out.
She's a tough out.
Fisher back and ready and into the motion. And the pitch. This one fouled off. Strike two. Looks like the area is going to be pretty well represented in the coming days.
Yes, it does. Yes, it really does. You got Ithaca, Highland,
yep.
North Crawford, or River Ridge there. I'm waiting on a score from that. Boscobel.
Nothing in two pitch. Here's one swung out and missed. One away. 15 strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher.
I don't even know what to say. It's impressive.
Ithaca awaiting its opponent, either Columbus Catholic or Blair Taylor. That game is going on today as well, so they know where they're going. Here's the pitch, and that one is called a strike.
Isn't that game tied?
I don't know if I've heard.
I thought Bo just
did. He just say that
5-5.
Oh, he did say that. Okay, I was concentrating on something else. Nothing in one. This one popped foul ball outside of first and out of play. So 2 strikes on the hitter. So that's a really good game. The other part of the bracket there, too.
Yes, yes.
Division 5 softball. All right, ball goes back to the pitcher. Here goes the pitch. That one is swung on and missed.
She fouled it, looks
like.
Oh,
did she foul it? Okay. So she's still alive. Lainey Mitchell. Back out and now back in. Fisher, 2 outs away. Here's the pitch. Outside and missed. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bottom of the 7th inning here in Prairie du Chien. Even though you're up 8-0, it's still nervous.
Yeah, it's still nervous.
Here's the pitch there. Strike 3. 2 away. 16 strikeout for freshman Kyrie Fisher, and the batter will be Brecklyn McCumber. Brecklyn looking for her first hit today. Hornet fans are standing. Here goes the pitch. That one swung on and popped. Oh, out of play. Nothing in one. Hornets with 4 runs in the second, 1 run in the fifth, 3 in the seventh. But that 4-run second really set the tone today.
But they just keep pounding it, though. I mean,
here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike.
Prairie du Chien has only had 1 one extra base runner, or two extra base runners, all game. One in the first, one in the sixth.
Yep. Only made it to second base once. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Two and one. Fisher back and ready. Waiting that batter's appearance. McCumber is in. Fisher winds and fires. That one is down low. Count goes to 3-1 on Brecklin McCumber. Brecklin makes her way in. Fisher with the rosin sack. Goes the rubber again, and here we go. Into the motion, the 3-2 offering is down low. She walked her. So a base runner. First time today that Kyrie has walked a batter. And that's another thing we talked about. You can't walk batters.
No, you can't walk batters. And she had, and she didn't.
Nope. That's the first time. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. Had a few more in the Dodgeville game, but you know, the Dodgeville game, they were a little bit tired. They'd played nine innings a couple nights before. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike one. One ball and one strike to the hitter. McCumber back to first base. Two outs, one ball, one strike on the hitter. Fisher with the pitch. That one is low. 2-1.
She's trying to make him chase that drop ball on the outside corner.
Trying to finish strong here today in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here comes the motion and the pitch. That one is high. Throw back to first. Not in time. Good stop by Chloe Darling on the throw by McGlynn. Keeps the runner at first base. Good backup by the right fielder, Reagan Sheff, as well.
Again,
just those basics.
Yep. The basics that you're supposed to, and they do it.
Well coached. Yep. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing.
One pitch away, Phil.
Two strikes on the batter. McCumber back to first base. 8-0 Hornets. Here we go. Two-strike pitch coming up. Fisher with the deal. That one swung on foul. Back to the screen. Smith still alive. A couple of the coaches jumped mile high.
Yeah, they did.
False alarm. False alarm. Hornet fans ready to come unglued here today. Two balls and two strikes. Runner at first base. McCumber. And the pitch down low. That was ball four, I should say, and two aboard. Brecklin McCumber goes to second. April Smith at first. So two aboard with two away for Cameron Knapp. Here comes Fisher with the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter. Runners at 1-2 for Prairie. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled against the screen for strike two. Nothing and two. Here we go again. Hank.
Yes, we are.
Two strikes on the batter. Hornet fans standing and starting the applause again here.
Is that for us?
Nothing and two. Here's the pitch outside. Good stretch by McGlynn to pull that in. One ball and two strikes. Fisher gets the ball back. 1-2. Runners at 1-2. Fisher into the motion. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
There it is.
And it's over. Richland Center will play in the sectional final softball game. Today's final 8-0. Richland Center wins on the road against rival Prairie du Chien. Final in seven innings today. Hornets 8. Prairie du Chien, nothing in WIAA sectional semifinal softball. The Hornets moving on to play at Poinette tomorrow at 5. Coming up, the Duncan Awards play of the game, and also we'll turn it over to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show here from Prairie du Chien on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Get ready and rolling with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Right now, save up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc-by-disc mower conditioners during the Ready and Rolling sales event. Fast, reliable, and built to perform. Backed by serious savings, but hurry, these offers end June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center today, your New Holland dealer, and get ready and rolling today.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Prairie du Chien High School, 8-0. I'm here with victorious coach Jamie Gander. My goodness, how does this one feel?
Unbelievable. You know, I told the girls early in the year, I just seen a lot of ability, a lot of things we could do with this team, you know, and I told them tonight that was a culmination of believing in themselves right there. I mean, to come back from, I mean, last time we were here, we got beat by 10 and 5 innings. You know, what a way to bounce back. Just proud of the girls. They came in here ready to play tonight. The bus ride down was different. I think we talked about that before. The last time we were here, it was really quiet. It was a party on the bus the whole way down. That's what these girls do. You know, but at this point, I just told them, hey, we got another one to go tomorrow night. You know, we're not stopping here now. It feels good for an hour. We'll feel good on the bus ride home. And tomorrow night, we gotta go do it again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Getting off to a 4-0 jump didn't hurt tonight, did it?
No, that was great. I mean, hats off to Dave here, you know, calling those bunts and doing the right thing. He's been our rock all year. I mean, honestly, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and talk with the it's been a group, like we talked. It's a family. It's 6 coaches and 14 kids pulling together every night of practice, every game, and we're just, you know, hats off. He called a heck of a game there at third. I mean, he knew when to put those bunts down, and we got him in trouble and made them make some throws, and we got around the bases.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. We'll move on to some other people here talk to this time.
Thank you.
Jamie Gander, way to go. 8-0, the final score. Who's next? All right. Come on over, Chloe. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
My goodness, good. So take us back to the second inning. It must have felt pretty good to lace one and get a couple of RBIs.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I've been in a bit of a slump here a little bit, so I hope that means I'm coming out of it a little bit.
But it was really nice to be able to get some of my teammates in and actually get on base. That was pretty nice. But yeah, it was kind of crazy. My legs were shaking in the box. Like, I couldn't stand still. I was like, oh, goodness. And then on second, my hands were shaking like crazy. And my dad over at third, he's doing cartwheels basically because he was so happy.
Well, I think after that happened, you get a 4-0 lead. Did your legs stop shaking? I mean, were you a little more relaxed then?
Yeah, I was a lot more relaxed. I mean, I still kept the intensity up, but I was like, okay, we're up. We just have to hold up. I believe in Kyrie to hit strikes and get these girls, and I trust our defense. Like, everybody can make the plays. But obviously, all of us still kept the intensity up because otherwise it's just nothing good comes out of being lazy. So all of us just kept the intensity up.
So you're all graduated, and you aren't ready to hang it up yet. And we talk about that. Some seniors are like, I just want to be done. But, man, you're having fun out there, aren't you?
I love the team. That's what really I think everybody – I don't even think it's about playing the sport at this point. I think the whole team just wants to keep playing together because after the season we're not going to be seeing each other a whole lot. And, yeah, now that I'm graduated, it's hard. You have to keep a routine. Otherwise, you're kind of wonky. But, yeah, I think the whole team just really, really likes playing together. So that's what makes it so easy.
Great to have you over here. Congratulations, and good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. That is Chloe Darling joining us. All right, who do we have next? JC, how you doing, JC Gander?
Good.
Yeah, man, this is a nice win here tonight. Was it fun over there in the dugout?
Yeah.
What do you think tonight when you got a couple of runs there right away in the inning? Did everybody kind of relax a little bit after that 4-run second inning?
No, we stayed like as a team, and it's just like the 4 runs right away. Like, we knew we weren't done, and we had to keep fighting, otherwise. Like, we couldn't let up, and we knew they'd, like, try and come back.
You got a pitcher like Kyrie out there, and then you're on defense. You know, you relax, and all of a sudden you got to make a play sometimes. That's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we work with Kyrie in practice. Like, we hit off of her, so we just, like, try and, like, look at that. But, yeah, she's a good pitcher.
I didn't get a chance to ask you at the Dodgeville game, but how good did that home run feel at Dodgeville? You got things started off that night.
I didn't even realize it happened until I heard everyone, and then I looked and I realized it was out. But, yeah, it felt really good.
Awesome. Well, maybe you'll get another one of those in the tournament too, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, you know, and you got a freshman class. You guys have played a lot together, but you got a lot ahead of you too. I mean, the future is really bright. I think you got to be excited about that, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's good that we stay together. And, like, we have Kyrie for us, and, yeah, I think the next couple of years will be good as well.
Awesome. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You bet. JC Gander joining us on WRCO, one of the freshmen. All right, we have Maddie McGlynn representing the seniors. How does it feel to get the win tonight, Maddie?
It feels amazing, just going on to the sectional finals.
Did you ever think that this would happen? I mean, you've been around the program a few years. How does it feel to have this happen as a senior?
Yeah, this is the best experience, just going in with the new team and having all the confidence.
So tell me about catching Kyrie. I mean, do you call a lot of the pitches, or how does that work, the relationship with you and her when she's pitching?
Normally I don't, but this game I kind of did, and it was pretty cool just having us work together as a team. That was pretty cool.
As a catcher, when you set up, you pretty much know where she's going to throw it. I mean, she's pretty accurate, isn't she?
Yeah, we have a lot of trust in each other, so that really helps too.
The keys in the ball game here today, getting off to that quick lead, obviously. Did you relax a little bit, or was it hard to stay focused when you got a big lead?
No, I was calm the whole time. This is probably the most calm I've ever been during a game, so that was pretty good.
Have you always played catcher as a softball player?
Yes, and then I also played outfield a little bit and infield. I played all over.
The catcher has to kind of be the quarterback of the team because you touch the ball every time, and that's quite a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it gets pretty nerve-wracking back there, but you just have to stay positive and trust your team.
As a senior, where are you headed to this next year?
I'm going nowhere so far.
Nah, that's a distant thing right now. You're just focused on playing tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, I want to help coach next year maybe, so that would be pretty fun.
Oh, that would be awesome. Well, thanks for coming over here. Good to have you on.
Thank you.
You bet. Maddie McGlynn joining us, one of the Richland Center seniors, doing a great job today. She's the catcher of this win. 8-0, Richland Center gets the victory. Joanna Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues. And here is Coach Dave Darling. Coach, man, this team has worked hard, and I think it really showed in a lot of areas tonight, didn't it?
It did. Early season, you know, we weren't able to bunt the ball as well as we have been here recently. You know, we weren't able to use all of the tools that we had in our toolbox. So credit to our coaches. You know, they've really done a great job of getting these girls ready. You know, we focus on that every single night. Fundamentals, you know, productive outs, things like that that really, I think, showed tonight. You know, everything we did was a product of somebody doing the right thing. You know, not necessarily a big, huge hit, but get on base, move a runner, you know, and make things happen.
You laid down several bunts there. You were confident in these girls to bunt, and somebody deserves credit, and somebody should move out and teach some of these major leaguers how to bunt, because these girls did a really nice job tonight bunting the ball.
They did, yeah. It helps, you know, in practice. We've got a pitcher like Kai that, you know, you don't normally see that in, you know, in high school. You're not really prepared for somebody that throws with that velocity. So, you know, having her in practice and being able to just square up and bunt against that really gives us an advantage, you know. But it also goes back to just the fundamentals and teaching them the footwork and where to place the hands and stuff. So, you know, credit to Jackie, Janet. Those two girls have worked really hard with the bunting section of things.
And you're the third base coach, so you get on some of the excitement. We were talking about some of the highlights so far in the tournament, you know, waving Abigail Williams in the last inning there and getting that 1-0 win. And then the Dodgeville game, you waved in some runners. So you got some responsibility over there, man.
Yeah, it's a good thing my shoulder's still intact, you know, with that windmill motion. But, yeah, it's fun to be aggressive. You know, the Abigail Williams, you know, she's just pure speed on the bases, so – you know, it's really fun when she's on the bases. There's so many other things that we can do, you know, whether it's bunt, take an extra base, or score for first on a bloop. You know, that just when she puts her head down, she can really fly.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, now you got to turn around and get prepared, mentally prepared for tomorrow. It'll be a fun bus ride home, I'm sure, won't it?
Yeah. These girls have a lot of energy, especially after a win like today. But, yeah, it's going to be, you know, I was just talking to somebody here before I got on, and it's like, hey, all we need is a chance. You know, that's all you're asking for at this time of the year, is just give us a chance. You know, let us go do what we can do.
Awesome, Dave. Thanks for coming over, buddy.
You bet. Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Dave Darling joining us. We'll be back with more of the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show in a moment. 8-0, Richland Center wins in a 7-inning game here at Prairie du Chien on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
We're back here in Prairie du Chien with an 8-0 Richland Center win to recap Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. And again, four-run second inning for Richland Center on four hits, two RBI single by Chloe Darling. Carly Meaden had an RBI in there, and the Hornets had all they needed. They'd had an insurance run in the fifth and three in the seventh inning. Today, a 3-for-3 performance for Carly Meaden with a walk, so she's on base four times. And leading the way has an RBI and three runs scored as well, leading Richland Center. And Kyrie Fisher, 17 strikeouts, two walks, gets the victory here today. Claire Kennedy suffers the loss, strikes out nine, walks three, and gives up seven Richland Center hits. Well, we know Richland Center will play Poinette tomorrow. They have defeated Marshall 5-1, according to engineer Bo Hendricks. So Richland Center playing at Poinette against host Poinette, 5 o'clock tomorrow, on Thursday, the 5th of June. Hank Bray, you've been kind of mingling and shaking hands and kissing babies. What do you know?
Well, who's next? That's their motto right now. So it's Poinette. And so they're not afraid to play.
No.
There's no pressure on center.
No. Nope.
And today you saw it. You saw how they reacted with no pressure. They played good softball.
Yep, and it'll take another performance like that.
100%.
Any aspirations?
And everybody is contributing. Like, we talked of, like, how Reagan Sheff always moving in right field, you know, backing up something. They're all moving all the time.
And even the pinch runners, we said, did a good job.
Oh,
tonight,
my goodness. So. And everybody knows what they're doing. So hats off to the coaching staff at the Richland Center.
That's right. So they win, and that is win number 16. They're 16-8. Prairie du Chien sees its year end at 19-8. So we have two teams to follow tomorrow, Ithaca and Richland Center. How about that? It's a good problem for us to have.
It is. And congratulations to the Bulldogs of Boscoville.
Bulldogs of Boscoville getting a win tonight. Yeah, indeed. That's on the Filney flip phone from Y-Connect Wireless. So they get a win. Prairie du Chien, I know, lost in baseball today, I believe. That final score, I believe it was
Prairie du Chien.
Prairie du Chien lost, I think.
Yeah, to Cuba City by 1-0.
Yep. So that was the final.
And then River Ridge beats North Crawford 7-6. So that's Highland will move on to play them.
Right.
So.
And that's basketball. Won't know who its opponent will be until what?
After tomorrow.
After tomorrow.
Right.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for coming along.
Not a problem, buddy. I appreciate it.
Glad I picked you up there and hitchhiking.
I still can't find my wallet.
Hardy's, here he comes. All right. Well, the final score, 8-0. Richland Center gets the win in the sectional semifinal. Sectional final coming up tomorrow in Poinette for the Hornets. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Mee. Bo Hendricks, our studio engineer, doing a great job. And coming up, we have also an update on high school track. We've got some Hornets heading to track, so... Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, talking about the RC track with Coach Laura Ewing. That's straight ahead. 8-0, Hornets win it today in Prairie. Good night, everyone. You're listening to High School Softball from WRCO Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage. Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Today we have an interview, parts of an interview to feature with Laura Ewing, head coach of the Richland Center track teams. They're preparing for this weekend's WIAA state meet.
One individual athlete and two relays representing our high school. Our individual qualifier, Maddie Huber, she qualified in the shot put, and she's going to be competing on Saturday at UW Lacrosse. And then we have two relays, our 4x200-meter relay. That is Ravi Budden, Kevin Hernandez, Fletcher Harper, Mason Jelenic, and Duncan Harper. They're going to be competing on Friday for prelims, and then hopefully they can make it in the top 10 to go to finals on Saturday. And then our 4x400-meter relay, our boys 4x400, is also qualified for state. And that would consist of Robbie Budden, Fletcher Harper, Grayson Banker, Kevin Hernandez, Harrison Carpenter, and Duncan Harper. And they are currently in the top 10 in the state right now in our division, D2. So hopefully, again, they'll be competing at preliminaries on Friday, and then, again, hopefully making it to the top 10 to compete on Saturday during finals.
Certainly, they've all had good seasons, and I think you've watched those times go down a little bit here in the last month, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been cutting off seconds and seconds in our relays, and Maddie has just been throwing further and further all year long. It's so incredible. She through her PR this season is 38 feet 8 inches, and she is PRing all of the time, so I'm so excited to see what she can do at states. And our boys relays teams, they started off at a good time, and they've been cutting off seconds and seconds at every meet that we've gone to. Our boys 4x2 actually broke our school record. That was set, I believe, in 2007, or 2004, I believe. And so they broke our school record with their time at sectionals of 130.66. So that's really exciting. And our boys 4x4 also broke our school record with a time of 3:26. They broke it by a second, 3:26.16. They broke it by a full second, and that record was set in 1970. So this was a 55-year-old record that they broke. So They broke that at sectionals to make it to state, and I am so thrilled for them. They've been working so hard. We have three seniors and a junior on that in that group, so I'm just so excited to watch them compete at state.
Richland Center track coach Laura Ewing, good luck to Richland Center's state track participants. I'm Phil Nee with a Dairyland Transportation High School sports update.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's big budget bill in jeopardy. Billionaire and former Doge leader Elon Musk on X posting, quote, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We worked on the bill for almost 14 months. You can't go back to the drawing board, and we shouldn't. We have a great product to deliver here.
The father suspected of killing his three school-aged daughters near a Washington State campground is on the run.